Morning. We had been up to Samach Tes and the Beis. The Gemara said that how do we know that disqualified Kohanim, Chalalim, came up to with Ezra to the land of Israel? And the Gemara related based on a pasuk. The pasuk says that they did an investigation. They found in certain Kohen families a lack of genealogical proof that they were fine, that they were miyuchasim. So Ezra told them, Nehemiah that is, told them, the kachya gvul, the truma that you were eating before, you can keep eating, but the kachya kadashim, the holiest of holies, the karbanos, you can't eat. So that shows that they were halalim. So the Gemara had quoted this whole story within the context of great is the power of chazaka. You see that what a person's presumption was can continue. So what do you see? What's the greatness of the chazaka? So either that they were eating truma d'rabbanan, now they could eat truma d'oraisa, or that they were still eating truma d'rabbanan. And the point is that you might have thought we should make a gzeira, afal gavdikal migzim mishum truma d'oraisa, now that they entered the land of Israel, but d'rabbanan achol, but d'oraisa lo achol. They still didn't make the gzeira. Asks the Gemara, Vaksiv, we're about six lines from the bottom. I Vaksiv, but the verse says, Vayomar Sir Shasalahem, that Nehemiah told them, Asher Loyochel Mikodesh HaKodashim, they can't eat the holiest of holies. The Kodesh HaKodashim would Loyochel, Komidi Nechel, but it sounded like anything else they could eat, even Shumadoraisa. And so the Gemara, this is what he meant to say. Lomidi the Mikri Kodesh, they couldn't eat that which is holy. Lomikri the Mikri Kodashim, and not things that are called holies. Need to make your kodesh. You couldn't eat that which is holy. That's truma. Kodesh. Nor could they eat that which is holies. The Amar Kras, the pasuk says they couldn't eat. Well, we're saying that they couldn't eat truma, nor could they eat karbanos. They couldn't eat karbanos. Chazar liyochal kodesh. Nor could they eat truma. The Amar Kras coin kisil lishzar. Remember, Murim min HaKadashim, that which is taken out of Karbanas, namely Chaz of Ashok, the cheek and the thigh, lo tochal, they couldn't eat. In other words, these people were Chalalim who could not eat that which was Truma d'Oraisa. Yeah, out of every Karban, sure. Then the Mishnah said that when Ezra came up from Bavel, he brought with him groups of gerim, of converts, v'charuri, and freed slaves. You know, and how do we know that those people came with Ezra? Rav Chisda Amar Kol, the pasuk says in, again, the book of Ezra, that the Jewish people who returned from the exile were eating, v'chala nivdal mitumas goye ha'aretz aleihem, and all those who had separated themselves from the impurity of the nations of the earth to join them. In other words, all the converts. Shtuki? No, he took them too. We'll see. We'll get to them soon. And Mamzeri. He took all the Mamzerim. Or he took a lot of Mamzerim. You know, how do we know that Mamzerim came with him? Because the verse says, again, in the book of Nehemiah, Vayishma Sanbalat Acharoni, Sanbalat Achorni, and Tovia Ha'eved Amoni. And Geshem HaRavi, and they said, what is this that you're doing to us? So these were people who were accompanying Nehemiah, and they heard what Nehemiah had asked, that the Jews should be able to build the Beis HaMikdash. Shuksiv in the verse says, Ki Rabim B'Yehuda, there were many ministers in Judea, Baalei Shvu'alo, who had covenants with this guy, Tovia, the Ammoni slave, ki chasanu l'shchanya ben Arach. He was the son-in-law of Shchanya ben Arach, v'yehochanan beno, and Yochanan the son of Tovia, lakach esbas Meshulam ben Barachya, married the daughter of Meshulam ben Barachya. So you see that in the time of Ezra, you had people, Jewish people, Tovia, and you had Jewish people, the children of Shchanya and Meshulam, who were intermarrying with these non-Jews, with Tovia and with Sanbalat. So
So Kasavar, the town of our Mishnah holds, will be Kocham Eved, Abba Bas Yisrael, Avlad Mamzer, that a Jewish girl who has relations with a guy, who has relations with a slave, the child is a Mamzer. So here you see that there was intermarriage, so clearly they were Mamzer.
That's different than the Mishnah we said that last time.
That's right, that's right. It's against what we saw before. Eved Amoni, why would be the problem? No, they can't. The converts from Amon can't intermarry. No, it's different. He's a slave. He could be a slave.
Rabbi, you said if Jewish girl married a Muslim and a nun, the kid is Mamzer.
According to this opinion, so the Gemara now challenges this. Hanicha leman damer vlad mamzer. All right, that's fine if you have such an opinion. It's a minority opinion. Elman Damar, as David pointed out, the mission that we learned the other day, that Avlad Kasher, that the child of a non-Jew with a Jewish mother is a fine Jew. So where is the source that there were Mamzerim who came up with Ezra? Vesu, and furthermore, Mimaida Havule Bani, who says that these marriages had children? Timolo Havule Bani, they didn't have kids, it was just intermarriages. Vesu, and furthermore, Mimaida Hachavu Luhu Usliku, who says these were marriages that happened in Bavel and then they went up to Israel. Maybe these intermarriages happened in Israel. So rather the source is from the following verse, also in Nehemiah. The verse says, Ve'ele ha'olim, and these are the ones who were coming up. All right, so that means that they came up. Mitel Melach, from a place called the Mountain of Salt. Tel Harasha, the mountain that was overplowed. Kruv Adon, Ve'imer, and these people could not identify if they, you know, their families and their seed, if they were from Israel. So what does it mean, Tel Melach? These are people from the Mountain of Salt. Adam, these are people, Shadom Masem, Lamaisa Stone, whose behaviors are like the people of Stone. Now in Stone, they used to swap wives. So in Stone was filled with mamzerim, where different married women would be sleeping around with men other than their husbands. So these are people from the Mountain of Stone. In other words, Shenepla Tel Melach. So that means that there were mamzerim. There were people who were born of open marriages. So the kids were mamzerim. Tel Harasha, that's Zeshikori Abba V'ima. That's a person who calls out father and mother. Harasha, silence. This is the Shtuki. He calls to his father, Shikori Abba, v'ibam shat kaso, and his mother silences him. V'lo yachul agad be'savos v'mezarmim yisraelim. And there were those who couldn't even identify their families, if in any way their families were from Israel. So zeu asufi, that's the definition of people who were just, you know, found in the street and brought in. Shenasaf min ashoki, you don't know anything about them. Kruv adon v'amar. Kruv adon v'imer. So what is that? Amar Abavo, Amar, so Abavo explained, Amar Adon, God says, Ani Amarti Yisrael Lefanai Chashuvim Kekruv. I said the Jewish people should be as prominent before me like the Kruvim, like the cherubs. They should be like angels. V'heim Samu Atzum Kenamer, but they made themselves like the cheetahs. They made themselves like the animals that aren't loyal to their spouses and end up having Mamzerim. Ikadami, another verse of this, another explanation of this verse. Amar Bavo said, Amar Adon, the master God said, Afal Pishas Amu Atzma Kedamer, even though the Jews are acting like animals, like a cheetah, and they're not loyal to their spouses, I still love them, and Chashuvim Lefanai Kekruv, they're still considered before me like the angels, like the Kruvim. Amar Rabba Bar Chana told us a very important lesson. Anyone who marries a woman who's not a fit for him. A woman, Rashi explains, this refers to a woman who is not miyucheses, doesn't come from a good family. God considers it as if he plowed over the world and filled it with salt and ruined everything from growing. Shenamar, as the verse says, Ve'elo olam itel melach. And then, tel harasha. These are the ones coming up from the mountain of the salt, from the mountain that was overplowed.
Maybe he's doing chesed.
What's that?
Maybe he's doing chesed.
that it's misplaced chesed. The ayu says, I'm going to help out this person who's, I don't know, mamzer, I'm going to marry her.
It's valid.
It's a chayve lavin. It takes effect. Kiddushin tov sin, but it's a woman who's inappropriate to him halachically. Yes. Right, that's what Rashi says. That she's a puzzle woman to him. Yeah, not just, you know, not so fair or match. Amar Rabba Baravada, Amar Rav, Rabba Baravada, the name of Rav. Kol Anose Ishla Shemamon, anyone who marries a woman just for the sake of the money. So there are two ways to read this. Either that he marries a disqualified woman because of money, or just in general, he marries a woman for the sake of the money. Havyon lo banim shenamu ganim. We'll have children who are not good kids. They're not going to be respectful. Shenamu, the verse says, Bashem bagadu. They rebelled against God. Ki banim zarim yaladu. For they gave birth to foreign children. The Shema tomar mamon palat. You'll say, okay, so he'll have kids that aren't so good, but at least he'll have money. No, Tamalomar ata yochlim chadash eschel keyem. And now the new will eat their portion. God will cause them to lose the money. Shema tomar chelkovalo chelka. He'll lose his portion, but she'll stay rich. Tamalomar chelkehem, their portions. She'll lose her money too. Shema tomar lizman ruba. Maybe say, okay, listen, he'll marry her for the sake of the money. And for a while, he'll have a good time. Eventually, it won't be so good. No, Tamalomar chadash, the new things. My mashmar of Nachman Yitzchak Kaddish Nichnas v'Chodesh Yotzei Mamonim Oven. It's going to take a month or two. 1 month comes in, 1 month goes out, and they're out of money. Because if we get married for the wrong reasons, it's not going to be good. Amar Rabba Barav Ada, Rabba Barav Ada said, Amila, others say, Amar Rab Salom Rav Amnuna, Rab Salom said Rav Amnuna. Kalanos Yishishinu Ogeneslo, a man who marries a woman who's not a fit for him, in other words, she's disqualified to him, she's not Yuchesses. What happens is, Eliyo Kofto, the prophet Elio, the angel Elio, is going to tie him up. Hakadosh Baruch Hu wrote so, and God is going to give him lashes. V'tanu lichtin abraisal kulam Elio kosev, for all of them, God Elio and Navi is going to write down. Hakadosh Baruch Hu close him, and God's going to seal. Oy lo leposa lazaro, woe to he who is ruining his children. Ulepogem es mishpachto, and the one who is causing damage to his family. Ulenosa isha sheno geneslo, who's marrying a woman who's not a fit for him. For a man who marries a woman who's not a fit for him, Elio Kofto, God ties him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote on God, administers the lashes to him. Mechola posel, posel, another rule, Mechola posel, any person who's running around, calling other people names, saying this one is a liar, or that one's a slave, or that one's a mamzer. What it means is that he himself is pasul. He himself is a mamzer, and that's why he doesn't have anything decent to say. Right? Any person who's disqualifying others, it means that he himself is pasul and doesn't know how to say anything nice. He doesn't have anything nice to say because he himself is a mess inside. Amar Shmuel added, when he goes around throwing out insults, the mumo posel, it's a sign that he has those disqualifications himself. So a guy runs around and says, you know, that guy's a slave, or that guy's a mamzer, it means he himself is a slave and a mamzer, or a mamzer. And now some stories about this important principle. Hahu gavra dimin harda. There was this man from the harda. Went up to the slaughterhouse in Pumpedisa. Amaluhui told the slaughterers, Havali Bisra, give me some meat. Amaluhui, they said, listen, you've got to wait. Natar, you have to wait. Because we have here the representative of a rabbi. Adishakil Shamed Rabbi Yehuda Bar Yecheskel. Till the attendant of Rabbi Yehuda Bar Yecheskel takes his portion for the household of Rabbi Yehuda. The nace of luck, after we give for Rav Yehuda, for the rabbi, we'll give to you. Amar, he said, Man Yehuda, who is this Yehuda Bar Shviskoel? Yehuda, the son of Shviskoel, the guy who always wants to eat. To Kadam Li, that he's coming before me. To Shakam in Kamai, he's going to get before I get.
Azlu, so people went. Amar Leila Rav Yehuda. They said to Rav Yehuda, you know, there's this nobody who shows up, and he's calling you names. He's calling you Yehuda Bar Shviskoel instead of Yehuda Bar Yecheskel. And he's insulting you. He's not calling you Rav Yehuda. He's upset. He's mistreating your attendant. So he told this to Rav Yehuda. So Rav Yehuda said, okay, Shamte. Put him into Cherem. He doesn't give respect to the rabbis. He deserves to be in Cherem. He's excommunicated. Then Amru, they told Rav Yehuda, Ragil Dekari Linchi Avdi. By the way, this guy is a very insolent fellow. He's, what do they call him, a Twitter troll. He calls people slaves all the time. He insults them. So he said, all right, he's a slave. If he's calling everybody else Avadim, that must mean he's an Eved. Because Kol HaPosel, anyone who's out there throwing out disqualifications of others, B'mumo Posel, he's disqualifying with his own deficiency. Azalahu, so this guy got all angry. He was a mechutzav. So he went, Azman Eledina, Lekamidir of Nachman. He sued Rav Yehuda Bar Yecheskel. He summoned him to a court case in front of Rav Nachman. So I see Pitka Dazmana. So he brought the, you know, summons, the letter from Rav Nachman saying that Rav Yehuda has been summoned to a court case. So Azal Lekamir Rav Yehuda, Lekamidir of Huna. So Rav Yehuda went to Rav Huna, it was the Rosh Yeshiva. Amalei said, Ezel alo Ezel. Do I have to go? Do I not have to go? The whole thing's a mechutzah. This guy is so brazen. Amalei, so he said, Mezel lo miboylach lemezel. You don't have to go. Let me show him the Gavir Abad, because you're really a greater person even than Rav Nachman. You're the Rosh Yeshiva and Pumbedisa. But Rav Nachman is the son-in-law of the Reish Kalusa. He's the son-in-law of the Exilarch, of the governor of all the Jews of Babel. Azel mishum yapin b'nei nesia. But but because of the honor that you should be giving to the exilarch, to the head of all the Jews here, you should go to his son-in-law's court. So Rav Yehuda came. Ashkechei the covered Micahs. Now we have a whole story where Rav Yehuda tried to show Rav Nachman that he's not on the same level. So he found Rav Nachman building a fence on top of his roof. Amalei, Rav Yehuda said, does the Rosh Yeshiva, does the master not believe the lesson of Rav Huna Bar Idi in the name of Shmuel that came into his mind, Adam Parnas al Tzibur, once a person has been appointed as a leader over the community, Asur Basias Malocha Bifnei Shlosha, he's not allowed to do work in front of three people, he can't do work in public because that's a disrespect to the community whom he represents. So if you're a judge, what are you doing? Building a roof, building a fence. Amalei, Sir Rav Nachman said, well, it's not really considered a work here, because Purta de Gundrisa hu de Kavin, I'm making this little low fence. So Amalei, so then Rav Yehuda said, well, you've got such fancy language. You use the word Gundrisa, Misanya Maika de Chsiv Ba'oraisa. Is there a problem with the word that the Torah uses? The Torah calls it a Maaka, doesn't call it a Gundrisa. Or mechitza. What's wrong with the word mechitza, which is what you have in Mishnayos and Brisos, Talmud Rabbanon, which is what rabbis say. You talk so, your language is too advanced. Samar leis, Rav Nachman said, Yosef Mar, let the master sit a karpita, on a bench. Amar leis, he said again, Misani safsal, Talmud Rabbanon, is there a problem with the word safsal, which is what Mishnayos say is a bench? Oh, itztaba d'armi inchi, or the term itztaba, which is what people say normally. You have this, I don't know, a highfalutin English, a karfetita amarle. So then Rav Nachman said, lechomar atrinuga. Why don't you eat some esrog? Why doesn't the master of Yehuda eat some esrog? Some, candied esrog that he had. Amarle, so Rav Yehuda said, okay, mar Shmuel. Shmuel used to stay, kalahoma esrunga. Anybody who's so arrogant, he says esrunga. Tilsamaramus Rucha, a third of his height is his inflated arrogance. That he's so uppity that he uses such language. Again, oh Esrog Kidakaryu Rabbanan. Why don't you use the term Esrog, which is what the rabbis call it in Mishnayos? Oh Esroga, the Army Inchi. People call it Esroga, Asrunga. What's going on here? Amarle, so then Rav Nachman said to Yehuda, Lishti Mar Anbega. Why doesn't Mara drink this asparagus drink, Revia Savit Anbega? So I'm again, Misani asparagus to Kariu Rabbanan. Is it again a problem to use the term asparagus, which is what the rabbis say? Oh, Anpak, or to use the word anpak, which is that for the those types of cups. The Amin, is what people say. Amar Leis, and then Rav Nachman said, Tesi Dunag, let my daughter, whose name Dunag, come. The Tishkinan, let her bring us the drinks. Amar Leis, Rav Yehuda said again, Hachi Amar Shmuel. Shmuel said, Eim Eshtam Shem Be'isha, it's not tznius, it's not modest to have a woman come and serve you who's not your wife. So Rav Nachman said, what do you mean? K'tani, she's a little girl. She's not that old. Pritzusia, there's no immodesty. So Rav Yehuda said, you really don't know anything. B'fei Shamar Shmuel. Shmuel said, Eim Eshtam Shem Be'isha Klal, Be'ing Dola Be'ing Tana. Shmuel said explicitly, you can't have girls serving you, whether they're minors or adults. So Rav Nachman then said, you know, Rav Yehuda, Nizder Leimar Shama Lialta, do you want to send a hello, a greeting to my wife Yalta, the daughter of the Reish Galusa? Amalei, so Rav Yehuda said, Haki Amar Shmuel, but Shmuel said, Kobi Sha'erva, that to hear a woman speaking is already immodest. So if I'm going to send my regards to Yalta, I'm going to hear her response, I'm going to hear her speaking. So Rav Nachman said, well, Efshar Yidei Shliach, you can go send somebody. He can give the message to Yalta. You don't need to talk to Yalta. Amar Lehi said, but no, Achi Amar Shmuel, this is what Shmuel said. Ain't Sholem Shlom Yishol Yidei Baila. It's not a good idea to be very friendly with a woman who's married. Even to say hello to her through her husband is already going to cause problems. It's okay. Yo's okay. He's holiest of holies. He's the tzaddik. So finally, you know, this is all this humiliation's going on. So shochalei the bisu. So the wife Yalta sent a message to Rav Nachman. She said, "Sharilei, you know, sharilei tagre, you know, for permit his bundle, you know, let him go already. Because otherwise he's going to make you look as bad as an Am Haaretz. I mean, he keeps, you know, showing you up, your language, your halachic decision making. So Amalei, so finally Rav Nachman said to Rav Yehuda, my shiati de maracha, why is Rav Yehuda over here? Amalei, so Rav Yehuda said, taska das manusa shada mara basrahi, because you sent me a document summoning me to a court case. Amalei, so Rav Nachman said, hash tashuta demar log mirna. You know, if I can't even talk your conversations, taska da hazmanusa mishadwana lamar, you think I could send you a summons to come to court? So then Rav Yehuda said, that's not going to work. Apik diska da hazmanusa mibechadye. He took out this document of a summons from his pouch. He showed it to Rav Nachman. Amalei, so Rav Yehuda said, Hagavra, this man who gave me this, here's the man who gave me the document, Vadiskan, here is the hazmana, here is the invitation calling me to court. Amalei, so Rav Nachman said, listen, Hova, Samar Lacha, since you came here, Lishtoi Mili, all right, why don't you say your piece to defend yourself? Would it be right if people say, well, the rabbis, they have a rabbi's league, they're excessively nice to each other, they collude, they help each other out. You know, let's hear what the case is. So Amalei, so he told him the story. Amalei, so Rav Nachman said, my time is Shamti Malahu Gavra. So why did you, Rav Yehuda, put this person in excommunication? So he said, you know why? Tzir Shlicha D'Rabban, because I had sent an attendant. And he gave him a hard time. He said, why are you getting the meat before me? I need to get the meat. Who's your master? Is Yehuda ben Shvi Skoil? So if he's not respecting the courts, and he's not respecting the representatives of the courts, he deserves to be punished. So Rav Nachman said, V'nag Deimar. So why did you put him into Cherem? You should have beaten him up, given him lashes. D'Rav Mangid Alman D'Mitzar Shlucha D'Rabbanan. We know Rav used to give lashes to a person who causes pain to the representatives of the courts. So if Yehuda said, Dadav Mine Avdile, I did something even better. I put him into excommunication. That's a more powerful punishment than just to give lashes. So then Rav Nachman said, my time Arach is Marle Davduhu. So But why did Rav Yehuda call him an eved, a slave, and announce that he's a slave going into the courts, into the shuls, I mean? Amar Leitz, Rav Yehuda said, Diragul dekar inchi avda. Because I found out he was a person who used to call people slaves. The time we lived in the Braisa, call apostle, anybody who goes around and he throws out all sorts of personal insults, that means that he himself is an apostle, he himself is someone who deserves to be insulted, he's a lowly person. That's why he never says anything decent. Amar Shmuel and Shmuel said, when he throws out the insults, Pemumo Posel, the insult that he's always tarring other people with, that's the one that's true about him. So Nachman said, Amar Darmar Shmuel, when Shmuel said that a guy who goes around calling people Goy, or goes around calling people Mamzer, that means he himself is a Goy, or he himself is a Mamzer, that's Lamechashle, that means you should suspect that he might be a Mamzer. But Lachruze Alei Miyamar, did he mean that you could be certain enough to go into the shuls and announce this is a guy who's a Mamzer to announce it? And we had Achi V'Achi, so while they're in this conversation, that guy showed up. Amaleahu Bardine Rav Yehuda. So that guy who had gotten into this whole fight, who had summoned Rav Yehuda, he said, L'didi Karis Liavda, you called me a slave. Whoa. Da'asina V'beis Chashmonoi Malka. I come, I'm a descendant from the Hasmonean kings. I'm royalty. You call me a slave. So Amar Leis, Rav Yehuda said to him, ooh, you just sealed your fate. Achi Amar Shmuel, I have a tradition from Shmuel called Amar Midemes Chashmanoi Kasina Avdahu. Anyone who says he's a descendant of the Hasmoneans, you know he's a slave. Why? Because the Hasmoneans had a non-Jewish slave by the name of Herod. And Herod killed all the Hasmoneans, and he had children, and he used to claim that his children were the Hasmoneans. So anyone who says he's a Hasmonean, that means he comes from Herod. It means he's a Roman slave. Amar Lei, Rav Nachman said to Rav Yehuda, oh, you're saying you've been confirmed, but it's 2020 hindsight. Lo sava lo mar, lo hadam rabab and ravuna marav. Does Mar not agree with this? Rabab is in here, ravuna marav. Kol Talmud Chacham, Shemora halacha. Any Talmud Chacham who teaches the halacha. And then uva, and then a story occurs to confirm it. Im kodem ma'isa amra. If first he taught the halacha, then the event happened. Shomon lo. So, of course, we believe him. Imla, but if he only taught this halacha after the event, in Shomalok, he doesn't have credibility. Because we say, you know what, maybe he's biased, and that's why he's saying this is the halacha after the event already occurred.
But Rabbi, this is just a statement of fact. Why is it being referred to as halacha? The fact that if someone is a descendant of the Ashmaians, he's a slave because of the knowledge that it was Herod.
Right. But it's a tradition, right? So he's saying, it's interesting that you have this tradition only ex post facto, after you've already called this guy a slave. You want to defend your behavior. So why should we trust you that this is in fact a tradition? You're doing it to justify the same way a person already makes a ruling. And he says, oh, by the way, this is the halacha, the ruling that I made. So it's not credible. Amar Lei. So Rav Yehuda responded, Ha'ikar Rav Masna. You can go to Rav Masna. He never called this guy a slave. He doesn't have any interests. Ask him, to Kai Kavasin. He'll tell you that this is in fact the fact that anyone who says that they're from Beis Chashmonai are Avadim.
Rabbi, nowadays, how many rabbis they need to have to make one halacha ruling?
One rabbi can make a halacha ruling.
One rabbi?
Sure. If he knows the law, he knows the law.
Dog,
So what happened? Rav Masna lo chazel in Harda tleis hashani. Rav Masna had not been in Harda for 13 years. Ahu yoma asa. That day he came to support Rav Yehuda. Amar leis. Rav Yehuda said to Rav Masna, amazing, the memories of the sages. Dachir mar, does the rabbi remember? Mayom ar Shmuel, what Shmuel said. Ki koi chada kara aguda. When one leg was already on the banks of the river, the Chadakara Mabra, and one leg was still in the ferry that had taken him across the river, or one leg was still on the bridge, Amalei said, Achi Amar Shmuel, what Shmuel said, when he was coming off the bridge, he said, called Amanu Debes Chashmonoi Malka Kasina Avdahu. Anyone who says, I'm a descendant of the Hasmonean royalty, he is a slave. Because what had happened was there was only this one girl, Miriam, left from the household of the Hashmonaim. This Halkal Igra, and she had gone up to the roof to commit suicide. V'ram Yakala, she called out. V'ram, she said, I'm dying now by Herod. So called Amr Dibes Hashmonai Kasina. Anyone who says I'm coming from the household of the Hasmoneans, Avdahu, he is a slave. Because then Naflam Igra Misa, she fell off of the roof and died. So Rav Yehuda had proven he was right. So Rav Nachman said, okay, you're correct. This guy, Achruz Olei, they announced about him to Avdahu that he was a slave. So that created a whole ruckus. Ahu Yoma, that day, Ikron Kama Ksubasa Ben Harda. There were lots of Ksubos in the Harda, people who were members of the family. It turns out they were married to slaves. There was no marriage, so they had to tear up the Ksubos. So Kika Nafix, when Rav Yehuda left Naharda, Nafki Abashila Mirgame. So all these people of Naharda came out to stone him because he had ruined all the families. Amalu Rav Yehuda said, Ishtiku Shtiku, if you're quiet, good. But if you're not going to be quiet, Maglina Alaychu, I'm going to reveal all sorts of other disqualifications with you people. Adam Shmuel, like Shmuel said, Tartis are us, Ikub and Naharda. There are these two families in Naharda. Chadim Ikrai Debe Yona, one the family name is something to do with the dove. Chadim Ikrai Debe Oravti, the other one the family name is the household of the raven. The Simanach, and you know the following, Tame, the raven, which isn't kosher, the family's Tame, is all disqualified. Tar, the dove, the family is Tar. So Shadula, Hurigma, Miyadayu, they threw away the stones from their hands because they were scared of the power of Rav Yehuda. Kaitma Benahar Malka. There were so many stones that the king's river was blocked because of how many stones, how many people were messed up by the story. It must be a little bit of an exaggeration. So the Gemara now tells us a couple of other stories. Machus Rav Yehuda Pumpadisa. Rav Yehuda and Pumpadisa used to announce that Ada and Yonatan were really Avdi, were slaves, and they couldn't marry with everybody else. Yehuda Bar Papa used to say he's a mamzer. And Bati Bar Tuvia Biramus Rucha Lo Shakil Gito de Chirusa. Because he was so arrogant, he refused to accept the writ that would have freed him. And therefore he was still a slave. Machus Rav and Mechusa. Rav and Mechusa used to announce that these the following families, the Baloi, the Danoi, the Taloi, the Maloi, the Zagoi, Kulam Lipsol, they all are disqualified from marrying in with other Jews. Some of you used to say, Govai, this family called Govai are really Givonai, they really give Onim, and therefore they can't marry into other Jews. Durnanisa, the family Durnanisa means Durai Nisinai, they're descendants of the Nisinim, again the Givonim, and they can't marry other Jews. Amr Rav Yosef said, Hi, Bekuvi de Pumpadisa, this village called Bekuva near Pumpadisa, Kulam Davdi, they're all slaves. Amr Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Rav Yehuda said the name of Shmuel. Arba Meos Avadim, 400 slaves. Amila Arba Alafim Avadim, some say 4,000 slaves. Hayul Fashkor Bar Imar, this Kohen by the name of Pashkor Bar Imar had. And he used to live in the days of Yirmiyahu HaNavi. So all these slaves could eat truma. Because they were eating truma, because they were slaves of a Kohen, people thought they were Kohanim. The Kulam Nitmu B'Kohuna, and then they married into Kohanim. And therefore, Kol Kohen Sheyesh Bo Azus Panim, any Kohen is very brazen, Eino Ela Mehem, it's not really a Kohen, he's really a slave. Amar Abaya said, Kulu Yasfin B'Shurut Ben Arda. All these Kohen families are sitting in the row, or they're sitting within the wall of Naharda. Now this idea that a Kohen who's brazen must be a slave, that's against Rebbe Elazar. Because Rebbe Elazar said, if you see a Kohen who's brazen, don't worry about him. Obviously he's a regular Kohen, he's a full-fledged Kohen. Shenamar, because the verse says about the Kohanim, Va'amcha, and your nation, Kimrive Kohen, like the Kohanim who always pick fights. Amar Rabbi Avin, Bar Rav Ada, Amar Rav. Rabbi Avin, the son of Rav Ada, said the name of Rav. Kalanos Ishishino Geneslo, a man who marries a woman who's not a fit for him, who's disqualified to him, because of the following. Kishakodesh Baruch Hu Mashu Shchinaso, When Hashem brings His divine presence to rest on Jews, made al kol hashvatim, they made alav. He'll testify about all the other tribes, not about Him. Shenamar, as it says, Shiftei Ka, the tribes of God. Eidus li Yisrael is a testimony about Israel. It must have Eidus li Yisrael. When is it a testimony about Israel? Bizman Shem, Shashvatim Shiftei Ka, when the tribes are the tribes of God, marrying those who they should. Reb Chanina taught, Kishakadosh Baruch Hu, Masha Shechinasa, when Hakadosh Baruch Hu brings His divine presence to rest, in Masha Elam Mishpachas Miuchas Shem Yisrael, He brings His divine presence to rest only on the prominent, the Miuchasim families of Israel, Shenem, as it says, Vayesi at that time, Num Hashem, by God, Eyel Elokim, Lechol, Mishpachos Yisrael, I'll be as a God to the families of Israel, Lechol Yisrael, Onemar, it doesn't say to all of Israel, El Lechol Mishpachos, to all the families of Israel.
Thank you.